This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As I lingered over catalogs of plants, cozied up in my chair with jammies, cold medicine, and a cup of coffee, I found a beet and a peach that I think are worth trying. I've always been a fan of Detroit Dark Red and Ruby Queen beets, but Forono is an intrigue. It's a smooth, oblong variety of beet that's described as sugar sweet and easy to slice. Forono resists bolting and won't go corky or soft if harvest is delayed. It's even more important to have fluffy soil for this guy to grow freely, something I continually work on in my raised bed by adding compost. Another beet that Gurney says is the richest, sweetest beet they've ever tasted is called Harrier Hybrid. They say you don't even need butter. As for a peach, well, a contender for northern gardens is aptly named Contender. Bred in North Carolina, of all places, it was introduced in 1988. The tree can grow up to 25 feet in full sun with a width of 8 to 20 feet. It starts delivering a large crop of peaches at 3 or 4 years old, with peak production at 12. Contender is a self-pollinating tree that produces large, flavorful fruit with pink cheeks that ripen in late August. It's been grown reliably in zone 4 to about 6. Any warmer climates and Contender doesn't produce flowers or fruit. A peach tree, flat not wonderful for climate zones 4 and colder, is called flat wonderful, and it's just that for zones 5 and warmer. It really is adorably flat, but also reportedly very flavorful and doesn't get mushy. Flat wonderful doubles as an ornamental. Gorgeous, showy blooms in the spring are followed by brilliant, glossy red leaves in early summer, making it a wonderful landscape specimen. I'll have more information and pictures on gardenbite.com. This one might be worth a try. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.